礼节美语。
陈豪在北京的美国 ABC 公司工作，美籍华人 Mary 离开后，他结识了公司新来的美国同事 Amy。 你看，他们在喝下午茶呢。
Hi Amy， 你在这儿太好了，我正好有个问题要请教你啊。
What is it？
我开始在这儿工作以来啊，认识了不少人，走到哪儿都会碰上，可是我记不住他们的名字。
I have a simple way to remember names。
那你快教教我什么好办法。
I have an acronym that helps me。
那是什么？
An acronym is an abbreviation formed by using the first letter of words in a phrase or name。
啊，我知道了，就是几个单词的英文手写字母的缩写。
The acronym I use to remember names is FACE, F-A-C-E。 F stands for focus。你第一次见到一个人，首先要注意他的名字。
说起来容易啊，可我就是做不到。我总想着下边该说点什么。那你再说 A 代表什么？
The A is for ask. Repeat the name in the form of a question. For example, if you are introduced to Bill, 你就可以问 Bill?
这听起来不奇怪吗？
当然不了。It's natural that you would want to verify the name and make sure you heard correctly. 越是不常用的名字，就越应该问清楚。
你说的确实有道理。别人让我重复自己的名字呀，是希望不会叫错，我会觉得别人这样是尊重我。那 C 呢？
The C is for comment. Make a comment about the person's name. A comment that connects the name to someone or something you can recall later.
你是说，如果有人叫 Bill...我就可以说 Bill, as in President Bill Clinton?
你真是一点就通。 It is also a conversation starter, so now you see why you don't need to worry about what to say next. It comes naturally.
对呀，这样接下来就有话题了。那最后一个字母 E 呢？
E stands for employment. Employ means to use the name in conversation with the person. Using the name helps you remember it.
没错，有的时候啊，多叫几次就容易记住了，而且还能让别人感觉你重视他。哎 ，Amy， 你能不能再重复一下 face F-A-C-E 的用法
？I'm happy to repeat it. First, you focus and think only of the other person's name. Next, you ask or repeat the name in the form of a question. Then you make a comment about the name. Finally, you employ or use the name while you are speaking with the person.
Thank you. 今天晚上我刚好有个工作宴会，到时候啊，我一定要试试这个窍门。